Om Shanti. This is the book Visions of the Future, published by the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University in the year 1996. We begin with Chapter 1, Scenes of the Final Revelation. Through you, the ones who reveal the right ways, everyone must definitely receive the message of how to remember the Supreme Soul, the Father. Some will receive it through words, some through pictures, some through the news, some through your powerful vibrations, some through the final upheaval of destruction, and some through an attitude of disinterest. Technology will help to fulfill your task of giving this message. At the confluence age, the elements of matter begin their role of cooperation. Then, matter itself will welcome the Lord of Matter and the Masters of Matter and will offer itself to you from all directions. So far, through your body and mind, you have organized events, printed invitations, and invited celebrities. The media have been cooperative with you. You have invested money. However, in the future, you are the ones who will be recognized as the celebrities. No one will seem greater than you. Other people will invite you onto their platform and will offer to help through their body, mind, and wealth. They will request you to bring your message of peace. When the time comes, the sound of the revelation will be heard and everyone's attention will be drawn towards the Supreme Father through you children. This will not take much time. To draw everyone's vision towards the Father means to sound the trumpet of victory in all directions and enable revelation to take place. This subtle secret is destined in the world drama. After the revelation, many souls will repent. However, the Father cannot bear to see the repentance of his children, and therefore, transformation has to take place. Your elevated stage of consciousness will inspire invitations onto the stage of service. You will play your role of triumph on the unlimited stage of the world. The drums of revelation will soon be heard playing throughout the world, and in all directions, this one sound will resound. We have found it. He has come. Now, through your own awareness, engage yourself in the service of transforming the awareness of all human beings. Then, the scenes of revelation will appear before you. This subtle form of service automatically enables people to overcome their weaknesses. When you are busy in this service, the atmosphere in the world will automatically be transformed so that people's weaknesses will become clearly visible. In such an atmosphere, they will be ashamed of their weaknesses and transform themselves. It will not be necessary to spell it out to them. This method is such that it enables a person to attain success. It is sung that there were flames on all sides, but the kittens were safe, not even singed. You yogi children also cannot be harmed. Floods will come, but the houses used by the Father will be safe, provided you make no mistakes. Even now, if there has been loss or damage, it must have been due to weakness in your intellectual judgment. However, for those with a far-reaching intellect who have achieved the blessing of all powers, Wherever they may be, any suffering will be transformed into a pinprick. In other words, they will be safe. No matter what the situation is, if you have accumulated a stock of powers, these powers will make nature subservient to you. That means you will automatically and certainly get whatever you need. Time for the revelation is approaching. Who will become a king? Who will become a subject? Who will get a lower status? Who will be a servant? All this will be evident. At the end, the scenes will be astounding. New ones will be running ahead in the race, and those who became tired or gave up will also be revealed. As much as you increase the facilities, that much will people come to avail themselves. Here in Madhuban, the big crowds will be as in the memorials on the path of devotion. As much as you create accommodation, the numbers of people coming will increase. You already have this blessing, and there are legends that they reached as far as the ocean, but the land was insufficient. There will be a queue from Abu Road to Mount Abu, 18 miles. Then there will be revelation. People will wonder what is happening and their attention will be drawn. Right now, there is a big gathering of you children. Later, it will be merged with devotees, and then you will see how vast the crowd becomes. You must make preparations for this. The gathering will be of both the population of the Golden Age and the devotees of the Copper Age, a double population. When the devotees realize that their special deities are gathered together, they will simply reach that place without asking. The devotees are thirsty like the rain birds, and then before each living idol, they will form a long queue. The pure thoughts and plans of the Brahmins in all directions will glorify Baba's name. The quicker you come into contact with important souls, the quicker the sound will spread. When the sound spreads in India, you can understand it is time for the end of service. On one hand, the sound will be heard, and on the other hand, circumstances will increasingly get worse. The two will operate together. Western technology for destruction is very advanced. You must also create plans in advance to spread the sound and to complete the establishment. The message has not yet been received by everyone. This is why the sound of destruction is not yet loud enough. Destruction is waiting for the establishment to become complete. When service is advanced, written communication, telegrams, and telephone lines will no longer function. Today, you have these facilities. Tomorrow, you won't. The administration of this widely distributed organization requires communication through wireless telepathy. So that any task that needs to be accomplished can be communicated everywhere and any instructions given in less than a second. For this, you must practice reaching the Karmatit state instantly. Any task of that level is accomplished on the basis of the Karmatit stage. As soon as you create a thought, it will reach its destination as if it had been spoken there. Then there will be visions and success in your thoughts. At this time, you are in the process of accumulating this speciality. To achieve this, you must be able to be a karma yogi in one moment and to have the practice of being karmatit in the next moment. Though you are located in one place, through the power of your thought, you can communicate in all directions and thus become cooperative in service. At present, you get your work accomplished through verbal communication, but at the end, all the work will be administered through thought. Just as you now clarify issues verbally, all the work will then be administered through thoughts. You will come closer and closer so that your thoughts resonate with one another. With the form of light, the waste thoughts and wasted time will be finished. Only thoughts that will take practical shape will arise in your minds. This material world will become like the subtle region, and the work will be administered through your signals. The technology for destruction is so ready that it can be detonated simply by pressing a button. Preparations for the establishment must also be so powerful that whoever comes at that second, the attainment they have been looking for can be given to them. You will only need to press the button of your thought. Create the thought, and that person will be stamped as a subject, a wealthy subject, or a subject of the second order. Now you must make preparations for being able to accomplish this. During the Second World War, the technology for destruction was invented in the Western world. For the work of establishment, it is especially souls from the West who will be instrumental. The atomic bombs were initially tested underground and later used in action. Such souls also have to be prepared. At present, they are incognito, but at that time, they will be recognized and their numbers will increase. The instruments from the West will be useful for glorifying God's name. Just as instruments of science have been useful, in the same way, Western technology will be instrumental for spreading the sound. The West will help you to create the new world. At the moment, you say in words that whatever is destined will happen. As you go further, the details of what is destined to occur will touch your minds clearly in advance. With authority, you will predict the future. Just as your future achievement is clear, that which is to occur in the drama will be equally clear. You will be able to describe with authority, with the power of foreknowledge, and with the power of clarity, exactly what is to occur tomorrow, or what will happen 1 second from now. You will not say, "Let's see what will happen." Rather, you will foretell the event, and it will happen in exactly that way. However, this will only occur when you remain in solitude. While speaking, it will be as if you disappear and the person in front of you also disappears. Experiencing this ability in yourself and inspiring it in others will solve all problems in a second. When any drama finishes, all the actors come on stage. Now is the time of the conclusion of the drama of the Kalpa. All the souls of the world, either in dreams, in the glimpse of 1 second, or through the sound of the revelation in all directions, will definitely have a vision of the hero actors in this drama revealed on stage. The stars of the earth will be revealed on the earth. Everyone will find their desired deity and will experience great happiness on finding their true support. Will you see the population of the beginning of the Golden Age with your own eyes? Or will you come to know of it through the newspapers? What will it be? The day you all arrive in Madhuban, the upheavals will begin. You have the image of the gathering in which everyone gave their little finger to move the mountain. Make a plan for this. Just as everyone's eyes go towards the stars in the sky, so also people will experience the divine lights of the stars of the earth in all directions. In the beginning, people had visions of Brahma or Krishna while sitting at home, very far from where he was and in all directions. When this began, the wave of visions spread in all directions. Many people's attention was drawn to find out what was the meaning of these visions. Who is this? At the end, people will have visions of the form of light and of your angelic form. Both Bap Dada and you children will be seen in your brilliance by everyone, and their attention will automatically be drawn. When you have achieved your angelic stage easily and automatically, then the true angels will be seen in visions. From this moment, become knowers of the three aspects of time. See how beautiful the scenes of the end will be and how beautiful we will be. You will be angels, images decorated with divine virtues, transforming visibly into deities. For this, you must immediately increase your practice of the stage of the angelic form. Become the image of knowledge, remembrance, and the divine virtues, and you will be complete with all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, absolutely viceless. 16 celestial degrees means perfect, complete in everything. In the beginning, it was published in the newspapers that Om Mantle was the richest in the world. At the end, this will also emerge from everyone's mouth. However, you have to pay attention because lack of any power will cause you to be deceived in some way. The weakness in your power will take the form of an exam. This means that, according to drama, the same question will come up for everyone. Therefore, you must be complete with all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete. In other words, master almighty authority. The day will come when everyone will offer you their homes. They will give you the park called Victoria Ground in Calcutta and welcome you there. Gradually, the sound will spread and you will be invited everywhere. Up to now, everyone has been saying that you are making good efforts, your work is good, and your life is good. But now, it must be proved that this is the ideal life, the perfect life, that this is the work of God. This wave will now spread in all directions. When those who say, "This is good," start saying, "We also will become good," they will become subjects. If you can prepare the subjects of the first birth now, you will easily be able to prepare the subjects of later times. The enthusiasm people are showing is a sign that the time of revelation is close. First, there will be the revelation. Then, heaven on earth will be a reality. At present, it is clear that each one is making their own final form a practical reality. Intense effort makers never think about the date of destruction because they have imbibed the sanskaras of becoming complete over a long period of time. They will be complete at the end. In future, you will receive a very royal halls to which many important people will come. All will sit together and listen to you. In future, when you see with your own eyes the great destruction which is to take place, you will automatically feel disinterest. On one hand, there will be disinterest, and on the other hand, you will be filled with excitement about what you are to become in the future. You say that in one eye there is liberation and in the other eye liberation in life. So also, the destruction is the gate to liberation and the establishment is the gate to liberation in life. When you see the gates of liberation and liberation in life, there will be victory. Until all varieties of souls have planted the seed in the task of establishment, how can the destruction occur? People who can fulfill all functions are needed in the golden age. They will become servers and serve you. At present, you are serving for a short time in one life. So prepare such servers who will serve you for many lives. Scientists have a part to play there. Those who have the speciality of creating the instruments of happiness in the golden age will plant the seed of preparing them here in the easy way and then go. The seed planted here will become useful over there. In foreign countries, this service needs to be accelerated at this time. You must prepare the kingdom. You must also prepare the subjects, the royal family, and the servers. No profession should complain that they did not receive the message. The sound of the closeness of time is audible, and you are making intense effort to reveal the Father and prove it. You must now show the fruit of the sustenance you have received. When the sanskaras of the Father, the virtues of the Father, the speed of activity of the Father, and the stage of the avyakt, incorporeal state of the Father, take the form of a gathering of those who are equal to Him, that will be the final gathering of the confluence age. When all of you souls celebrate the meeting of being equal to the Father, there will be the sound of victory. Being equal is what will bring the destruction close. After the enjoyment of the gathering, there will be intense silence. Then all souls will go into retirement. You can either call it the stage of retirement or the karmatit state. According to time and closeness, you will be the form of power. Through the influence of that form of power, you will affect others. That will bring the final revelation close. Now, you must fly the flag of your own form of power and your own state of being elevated. Reveal the achievements you are acquiring through tapasya in your life, your connections, your relations, and through your behavior and face. First reveal this within yourself and then within your relationships, and you will be revealed on the stage of the world. After that, the drums of revelation will play. The memorials show the picture of Shankar opening his eye and destruction taking place. Shankar represents the bodiless form of tapasvis who transform the vices in the form of snakes into a garland around their neck and who are constantly seated in the elevated pose of the highest stage. The third eye is the eye of perfection and completeness. When you tapasvis create the thought of world transformation from your perfect and complete state of mind, then matter will begin the dance of ultimate upheaval, the dance of natural calamities. You will be stable and the people of the world will be in an upheaval because human souls cannot cleanse the world. The wind, earth, ocean and fire will cleanse the world through their upheaval. When you have created such a perfect stage through your tapasya, there will be revelation. Now, such a time is coming that the government will understand that the Brahmin souls are the beauty of Abu. The Brahmins setting foot everywhere is also significant. All these places will be for service and they will automatically invite you to administer these places and to look after them and their ashrams. Service will become unlimited. Since you have been given the title of world benefactor, there has to be expansion. What you have now is nothing. When your attitude becomes powerful through your tapasya, many souls will automatically change their attitude, be attracted to you and come to you. Through the power of science, the equipment for destroying the world has been made powerful enough to finish the job in a short time. Just as the power of science is making such refined instruments, so the people with the power of Gyan will create such an atmosphere through their powerful attitude that in a short period of time, in all directions, the waves of happiness of the golden world and the elevated future of the world will spread very quickly. The world is already half dead because people are unconscious on the deathbed of fear. So now you must give them the oxygen of the waves of happiness. Your two eyes must contain the golden world and the golden light of the sweet home. When people see this, there will be revelation. In the future, you will experience to a great extent how the impossible is easily transformed into the possible. From the beginning, it has been destined in the drama for obstacles to come, and it is destined to persist until the end. It is, in fact, these very obstacles that give you the experience of the impossible becoming possible. Because of this experience, the obstacles seem like a game. The drama shows its games and enables you to attain complete success. Always remember that for the world, it is the time of loss, but for us, it is the time of great benefit. The people of the world see only the destruction, but for you, together with destruction, there is also establishment. Always keep in your heart the most elevated thoughts that the establishment is as if already accomplished. Those who are distressed believe that the curtain of revelation should open quickly, but the curtain can only open when the hero actors are completely ready to come on stage. To intensify your pure feelings for transformation means to accelerate your speed of reaching perfection. At this time, you must have feelings of mercy both for your own self and for all other souls. In the future, the confluence age will become the age of angels. Through these angels, the deities will emerge. At the last moment, there will be a meeting of angels and deities. The deities are waiting to give the garland of victory to you angels. Your very own deity status is waiting for you. The deities will incarnate into perfect bodies which are waiting for you to reach 16 celestial degrees of perfection. Then you will wear the garland of victory. Therefore, you must now fix the date for putting on this garland. You must now make yourself the embodiment of this great mantra of becoming angels who transform into deities. Then, from the home of light, you will take your new birth as a deity in the first birth. You will come in the new age as the first arrival. The date will be the first day of the first month of the first year. Matter will also be the first order of complete purity, and the kingdom will be the first one. Your golden stage will also be of the very first order. If there is even one day's difference, then it will no longer be the first day of the first month of the first year. Therefore, it is necessary for you over a long period of time to immerse in your practical karma the sanskaras of transforming from an angel into a deity. Then, at the confluence age, after the revelation, there will be world transformation. End of chapter 1.